This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, baby. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's been an awesome-ass Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Mustache is almost completely gone, Chris. I think by Monday, the mustache will basically just be blended into a shorter beard. That sucks. I miss it. I liked it. The wife didn't like it quite as much. Not as much at all. Shogun, proud customer. He's talking about Pure Talk, by the way. Yeah, good for you, brother. Proud customer. I find I need a six-pack or more to get through your show. Is there hope minus a national divorce? One, I hope you don't need a six-pack of beer to get through the show, brother. I mean, unless you're enjoying yourself, no judgment here. But I hope you're not depression drinking through the show. We got to find ways to laugh about stuff. That's one. Two. It depends on what you mean by hope, because hope means different things for different people. Let me say this again, because I know we have a bunch of new listeners. Is there hope for America as a whole to come back together again as a 50-state nation and be what we were? Oh, gosh, no, absolutely not. We're finished. No, there's no hope there. The communist rot is too deep. It's too deep within the administrative state and the government. And the GOP is so far away from being a true anti-communist party to fight against it. Absolutely not. But, I find most of the people who email me and say things like this, Jesse, I'm so down. I don't have any hope. I'm so down. This is what I find is pretty consistent. They're either loners, which that's more like me, so I sympathize. They're, you know, more insular people, or they're in a blue area surrounded by people who don't think like they do. So if maybe that's your situation, and I'm not going to do the tell you to move thing, right? You already know I did it last night. I'm not going to beat you over the face with that again. I'm going to simply inform you of this. There are huge pockets of this country, millions, tens of millions of Americans who think exactly like you, and they share your values, and they want what you want. And in the future, as this country continues to lose its daggone mind and we're kind of separating ourselves already, is there going to be ugly stuff that comes with it and economic problems and insane evil things from our government and all that stuff? Oh, gosh, yes, of course, all those things. But me, millions of other Americans, you know what I'm going to do when I get off work tonight? You know what I'm going to do when I get off work tonight? I'm meeting up with a buddy of mine, his wife, and their kids. And my wife, my kids, we're going to go to a high school football game here in the suburbs of Texas. And they're going to the team, both teams, are going to gather around in a big circle. And they're going to pray before and after the game. Most definitely after the game. They will gather at center field and pray. Before the game, the entire stadium will stand up and proudly put their hands over their chests for the national anthem. When I'm making my way to and from my seats, there will be a lot of excuse me, please, thank you. Oh, of course. we will turn and we'll speak to one another. Somebody, someone guarantees it happens every time, and the crowd will feel totally comfortable while I'm there saying, can you believe what an idiot Biden is? And we'll all feel comfortable laughing about this and talking about this. And tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be surrounded in my neighborhood by people I love. Maybe we'll get together with the neighbors, watch a college football game, and they share my values and want what I want. There is so much hope for huge pockets of this country. Now, there are going to be the next battle you're going to start to see. You're going to go ahead and write this one down, Chris. One of the next battles you're going to start to see is a battle within individual states. You see, we talk all these states that we consider to be blue states, and we just say, well, they're all blue. They're gone. New York's gone. California's gone. Pennsylvania's gone. Illinois's gone. Oregon's gone. Colorado's gone. And as a state, probably. But if you go, it's very revealing. It's kind of nerdy, but it's very revealing if you go look at a congressional map of the states. Those states are, they're blood red. California. Look at California. Go look at a congressional map. It's just red, the whole thing. And then you have these urban centers, LA, San Diego, San Francisco, that are deep blue. And that's what makes the whole state go red. Same thing in Oregon. I brought it up the other day in Illinois. Illinois may be the biggest one. Go look at Illinois' map. It's the entire state is red, except for Chicago. Turns the whole place blue. Now you're starting to see a real movement gain some steam within these states to break up the states. Because people, understandably, they don't want to live under a government when they have that much of the state that doesn't recognize the government. They don't want to live under a government that doesn't represent them at all. So I actually think, now I'm not talking about tomorrow. I think in the coming years, you're going to see states realign themselves, portions of them, and join with other states. I could easily see this happening. Chris said a 70 state nation. Could be. I could see states joining, you know, joining a neighborhood red state, a neighboring red state. I could absolutely see something like that. Like Idaho. Idaho is a, oh man, I'm going to get so much hate mail for this. Sorry, people from Idaho. Idaho's a freaking awesome state, and it's blood red. I'm gonna get Chris every time I say this. I get so much Idaho hate. Well, any state, anytime I tell people how great a state is, Jesse, shut up about my state. I don't want people moving here. All right, I love Idaho. It's freaking awesome. If you're in Idaho, eat it. Sorry, I have to be honest, but I could easily see Oregon, the eastern portion of Oregon, maybe not becoming its own state, simply saying, hey, redraw the lines. I'm gonna be part of Idaho. We don't share values with the people who govern Oregon. We share values with people in Idaho, which, yeah, well, Chris said they've been asking. They have been. There's a real movement afoot to get this stuff going. And that is not a bad thing, by the way. That's a good thing. Strengthening Idaho. More people who share your values. There's always hope. There's always hope. For the country as a whole, no. But we don't get to pick the time. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you should actually put a smile on your face. And let me explain why. I'm not trying to be happy-go-lucky. Oh, great, we're collapsing. That's fun. You know that you were made specifically for this time in history, right? You're alive in 2022 because you're supposed to be. That's why you were made, to be alive in 2022. You weren't alive in 1822. You could have been. God could have put you here anytime he wanted. He puts you here now because you specifically are needed for this time. You should take some joy in that. And it's going to be interesting. It'll be wild. It'll be ups, plenty of downs. But there is a whole community that thinks like you out there. Many, many, many of them. You don't want to go to Idaho? It gets too cold? Fine. Don't go to Idaho. See, there you go, Idahoans. I called them off. Go to Alabama. Now Alabama's mad at me. Go to Mississippi. Every place doesn't have to be Florida, right? But go to Florida if you like it. Florida. Although Florida, because so many people are moving there, their real estate's just, the prices are through the roof because everyone wants to move there. But there's so much great in this. Go to Oklahoma, man. Come to Texas. You got plenty of room in Texas, and the prices are still great here. The real estate prices never really get out of control. There's tons of this country that is just like you. But if you're a loner like me, and or a person in a blue area because you never see it and never hits you in the face, you feel hopeless and alone. That's part of the reason I tell you to move. I've told you before, this applies to me because I'm not an extrovert. Nah, that's actually probably not true. When I get off work, when I'm done with all this stuff, I don't want to go home and go out to a bunch of parties and things like that. Oh, there's a new big event. And that's not me. You know, I'd rather have a bourbon and a book, a World War II documentary. That's my perfect night. That's heaven for me. But I can get myself stuck in a rut. If you're stuck in a rut and you're feeling hopeless, go to a Trump rally if Trump happens to come to your area. I hate Trump. Okay, fine. I'm not telling you to fall back in love with Trump. That's fine. I don't care. Go to a Trump rally and be surrounded by Trump's people. Trump's people are freaking salt of the earth, wonderful people that you would love. I've been to a Trump rally before. If it's not a Trump rally, maybe you hate Trump too much, go to something else. Go to a place. Go make yourself get out from that hole and go to an event where you see people who share your values. There's lots of them out there. I have to make myself do this too, so I'm talking to you. Also, self-improvement helps a lot. You say I'm not judging you, nor would I have the right to judge anybody for having too many Bud Heavies when you listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. So I'm not talking about that, but are you also doing things to make yourself a little better? You going for an extra walk? Practicing with your weapon? That always helps. It always helps me feel better. Sometimes I go home just for stress relief and I pull out my Mantis X and I attach it to my weapon and I'll give myself 10 minutes, 20 minutes in the living room. Put myself through some drills. Whatever happened that day, Joe Biden screwed up something else, the FBI did something bad, whatever happens, I'm a better shot when I go to bed than I was when I woke up that morning. Those little self-improvement things help too. Don't ignore those. And by the way, Mantis X, practice in the comfort of your home. Dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. You will actually be amazed how fast you get good. Because it's real feedback. They're giving you feedback. They're putting you through drills. It's not that you can get adequate. You can get good. And even if you are really good, you will get better. Plus, Christmas is coming, man. You want that perfect gift for the gun owner in your life? MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I, too, can't wait for Cinco de Mayo, Chris. That song always gets me in the mood. And for those who don't habla, Cinco de Mayo means extra mayo. Hey, Jesse, although Carrie Lake seems to have lost the Arizona governor race, is there any chance that either Trump or DeSantis could ask her to be VP? Would that be a political liability to have a VP candidate who didn't win their own election to office? Love the show, Keith. They wouldn't. And here's why they wouldn't. It's not that she's not dynamite. I think she is absolutely dynamite, and I still think she's a future star. I just see star potential all over Carrie Lake. Vice president is a useless position. They have no power whatsoever. I've said oftentimes it's the greatest political job in the country because you're set up to run for president and you get to live the life of a king as vice president. You know, you're on your own special jet and secret service all around the world and living the life of a king, but you don't ever actually have to do anything once you're vice president. The purpose of a vice presidential candidate, when you add someone to the ticket, you're trying to even out something that's missing from the prime candidate. Like last time, Trump. Why would Trump pick Mike Pence? Kind of weird. They're nothing alike. Yeah, that's why Trump picked Mike Pence. You know, Trump's a bomb thrower going out there. He's going to brawl with everybody. That may have made some people a little uncomfortable. You bring Mike Pence in, he sends off that stately gentleman crap, which is a bunch of crap. But anyway, that's the vibe he sends off. The quiet, reserved, a gentleman out there. Helps even out maybe something that people might consider to be Trump's rough edges. Why did Barack Obama choose Joe Biden? Because Obama had been in the Senate for 15 minutes, had no experience, Plus, he was worried about the black thing. Is that going to be a problem for people? So he picked an old white guy that had a bunch of foreign policy experience, even though Joe Biden screwed up everything his entire career foreign policy-wise, that helped even out some of Barack Obama's edges. What would Kari Lake add to Donald Trump that Donald Trump doesn't already have? Or if it's Heavy D, what would Kari Lake add to Heavy D that he doesn't already have? She is Trump. She is Heavy D. They need something else. And it doesn't always have to be personality-wise. It can be, I need this person to give me a region I didn't have before. Maybe Heavy D picks someone in Pennsylvania. Hey, we really got to win Pennsylvania. Maybe he goes and grabs some rhino senator or something like that who was elected for a long time in Pennsylvania to try to deliver Pennsylvania. Maybe Trump goes and gets someone from Michigan because Trump really needs, you got to win Michigan. So he's got to go get Michigan. Or they do this a lot too. And don't put this pat. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Chris held up a sign that said ID politics, or they'll do it for identity politics reasons, which I hate, but they do it a lot. That's why Joe Biden picked Dome. He admitted, I'm going to pick a woman and a black woman. So there's like two of them, and he picked Kamala. He picked Dome. Republicans are not above that. Maybe Republicans are thinking, hey, we've made a lot of inroads with Latinos. We got to have maybe Trump thinks, I got to have a Latino vice president. Or Heavy D thinks a Latino vice president. Or a black. You know what, Chris? That's right. They should pick Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. Gosh, she's so great. You know what else is great? My Giza dream sheets. Listen. When's the last time you owned a set of sheets that you were still crawling into 6 months later and saying to yourself, oh my gosh, these are the best freaking sheets ever? That's Giza dream sheets. And wrap your mind around this. As great as they are when you first get them, they actually are somehow more comfortable 6 months later. I don't know whether that's just a little time going through the wash or what, but these things are amazing. Get some Giza Dream Sheets because they've got a screaming deal on them now. You can get them as low as $29.99. And Christmas is coming. Go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener special square. It's just a square thing, and use the promo code Jesse. If you get the promo code, you're not going to get a deal on it, so try to remember the promo code. Mypillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Or you can call 800-845-0544. Giza Dream Sheets. They're even extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's confidence right there. Giza Dream Sheets, mypillow.com, promo code Jesse. Shogun, walk us through your Thanksgiving plates. What's on it and what gets the boot? What's your thought process in going down the buffet? I don't really have a thought process per se. You want me to teach you how to be a menu whisperer. There are some skills that are God-given that I can't... What, Chris? I can't teach you how to do what I do. I have a unique talent to order food and eat delicious food, a talent that you haven't been given. Maybe you're okay at it, but you'll never reach my level. You have to consider yourself an amateur and me as basically a legend and your mentor. I can't tell you how to do what I do because I'll have to sit down and analyze things for myself. I would like to say I'll get this first and then that first, but maybe I noticed this thing's looking a little better this Thanksgiving, and that thing's actually looking not too good. So maybe I'll go back and maybe I'll skip this. Again, I have to think on my feet. When I'm busy doing my menu whispering, a lot of it has to be done on the spot. So that's not something I can teach. I can't go in with a book of notes and know ahead of time. I have to use every one of my senses comes into play when I'm figuring out what the supreme food is, what deserves seconds, what doesn't deserve to even be tried at all. These are just skills not everyone has. Jesse. As you are well aware and acknowledge, Trump heavily flaunted lockdowns during COVID and directly handed the country over to Fauci. He also continues to push vaccine rhetoric. If he doesn't denounce what he did in 2020, I can't support him, and I can't see how he could win the nomination without doing so. Do you agree? Thanks for all you do. We'll talk about that next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Yes, we're having fun today. We are. You know what? I am in a mood now. We've had so much fun on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday that I'm in a mood. I can tell you're probably in a mood. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to take a minute. It's just going to take a minute. We're going to close our eyes. Unless you're driving, I want you to do this with me, all right? I want you to close your eyes and listen to music.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
I love this part. Yes. Absolutely. Freaking inspiring, man. Beautiful. Jesse. As you are well aware and acknowledge, you know, he's talking about the lockdowns. And the guy goes on to say, if Trump doesn't denounce what he did during 2020, I can't support him. I can't see how he could win the nomination without doing so. Do you agree? There is no question, if you're an actual attempt to be a neutral observer in the potential 2024 primary fight, that Trump locking down the country and pushing the vaccine is his soft underbelly for his primary opponents. I saw Kristi Noem's already out there blasting not lockdowns. Actually, she was blasting Heavy D and Trump, because remember, Heavy D locked down his state too. To his credit, later on he did own it and said it would never happen again. And so that's all I can ask of the guy at this point. But yes, that is Trump's soft underbelly. They're all going to attack him on it. Every single one of them, they're all going to attack. They're going to savage him on that. I'll be interested to see what he says. And this is going to, I've told you, I'm going to vote on two major things in 2024. And I have no team. I don't have any idea what I'm voting for yet. I want to hear a commitment to to what you're going to do with the administrative state. Because honestly, Congress doesn't matter anymore. The Senate doesn't matter. The presidency doesn't matter. If we still have this gigantic bureaucratic machine packed full of communists who are against you and I, then none of the rest of it matters. And I know that's not a sexy topic. Everyone wants to talk gas prices and inflation. I want to hear that you are committed to taking out the administrative state, to cleaning out the administrative state, I should say. And my second thing, and you're going to have different things than me, that's fine. My second thing is COVID and lockdowns. I believe in freedom. I watched the country I love turn into an absolute tyranny during COVID. Republicans were a huge part of that in the beginning. I want to hear what the candidates have to say about it. I do. And we'll see what Trump has to say about it. If Trump gets up there, and I'm not expecting him to get on his knees and grovel, it's Donald Trump. If Donald Trump gets up there and says, hey, we made some mistakes during this whole thing. We're going to go a different route. That was something that shouldn't have ever happened. You know, if I hear those kind of things, okay, then I'm still listening. If I get more President Pfizer and we did the smartest thing ever, I'm gone. I'm out. Not doing it. I do not vote for tyrants. I told you, I didn't vote for Greg Abbott in Texas. I didn't. I left it blank. I voted for every other Republican and left it blank. Now, I knew he was going to beat Beto, but I don't vote for tyrants. No. Republican or Democrat, I do not. What happened to this nation under coronavirus, in the name of coronavirus, was a crime committed against you. Maybe you feel that, maybe you don't. It doesn't matter what you feel. A crime was committed against you by your government. You're not essential? Excuse me? Your child is not allowed to go to school? I'm sorry, what? Oh, here's a rush job vaccine. Hey, no liability for Pfizer at all. Take this quick. It'll save your life. Oh, wait, no, it won't. But anyway, take it anyway. Sorry about the heart attack. What happened to you was criminal, what your government did to you. I want to hear what the candidates have to say. All of them. I want to hear everyone, and that's why I want everyone to get in, and I want to hear what you have to say about COVID lockdowns, and I want to hear what you have to say about the administrative state. You will be able to figure out who I'm voting for based on that. But remember, we have a long campaign to go, and maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself right now, Trump's never going to say any of that. He's just going to keep bragging about it because he was bragging about the lockdowns again recently. This is where I disagree. Well, you could be right, but Trump has a history of listening. That's why I've always been adamant about the hardcore Trump fans, that you, instead of enabling anything you dislike, if you criticize him, it's to his credit, he listens to the people. He has had a great pulse of the people, a great political instinct for what the people want since the beginning. Remember how quickly he dropped that President Pfizer stuff? He was out there on the campaign trail. I think we should own the vaccine. I love it. Go get the vaccine. How many times did he do it? Once. And he caught so much heat, he never brought it up again. He listens. So maybe he will listen, and maybe he will know. That is a problem for people, and people who like him want to hear what he has to say about it. We'll see. You can't make these predictions on how it's going to go and who's going to say what until they actually get into the maw of the primary fight. Right now, Trump's the only one who's declared. No one else is going to declare for months, I bet. And then eventually we're going to get Nikki Haley, and Mike Pence is very clearly going to go in. And I think Kristi Noem, South Dakota, is going to go in. Who else? Pompeo is going to get in. These people are going to get in. I don't think Heavy D will get in for some time, but he's basically already running. He's running a shadow campaign already. Everyone knows this. So we'll see. We'll see what they all have to say about it. If you're a governor or a former president who did it, I need to hear ownership. I've got to hear it. I do. I can accept why we did so poorly. He's talking about the polls are fraud, but I don't understand why we are surprised. Is it because of widespread fraud or just because the polls were bad? Well, let's set the fraud stuff aside for a moment. You know, I've talked about that a bunch. Couple things. Polls are hit and miss, and every polling company is different. There are some that are very accurate and legitimate, and some that are just wingnut crazy. Now, we see the crazy ones that turn out to be wrong, and what's that done to us? Now, this is what we do. Anytime we see a poll that shows something we don't like, polls are lying, all polls are up, polls are lying. It's not true. Some are lying, of course. There's no question about it. Some are paid to lie. Some are paid to be accurate, and they are fairly accurate. Some are paid to be accurate, and because the way they poll has changed, they have a very difficult time being accurate. Each polling company tells its own story, so polling's different. Now, as far as fraud goes, of course, there's always going to be that in urban areas. Democrats cheat in elections. They've always been Tammany Hall, they've been cheating in elections. A bigger thing that we have to face right now, we have to tackle this thing head on, is ballot harvesting. Where it's legal, Republicans should be right now developing a robust ballot harvesting network. Democrats are going to go out and track down every ballot that was mailed out, especially to Democrat areas, so they can collect them and win elections and guarantee election wins. We will either participate in that or we will not win a national election. I don't care who the candidate is. It doesn't matter at all. We just won't. All right. I don't want to talk about the coming Great Depression, Chris. I was going to. You know what? I'm not going to talk about the financial news. I'm not. Let's just say this. You need an emergency 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. I have been wanting one of these for a long time. That's why I fell in love with My Patriot Supply, because they have an excellent reputation, and I knew that theirs were great. They have 3-month food kits right now, $250 off. They have not sold emergency 3-month food kits that low since 2019. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get them while the price lasts. My Patriot Supply isn't going anywhere, of course, but I have a very hard time believing they're going to be able to hold prices like that given the supply chain issues that are clearly going to get worse as we go headlong into a recession. Remember, the Fed is about to jack the rates up again in January or February. This train ain't a stopping. It's picking up steam. Now's the time. MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's make sure we always remember the people who are after us. This is Christopher Ray here.
Is Facebook or any other social media company supplying private messages or data on American users that is not compelled by the government or the FBI?
Not compelled. In other words, not in response to legal process.
No warrant, no subpoena. They're just supplying you information on their users.
I don't believe so. But I can't sit here and be sure of that as I sit here.
Can you give us a yes or no by going back to your team and asking? Because it's a very specific question, because if they are, it's against the law. The law, the Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986, prohibits providers from sharing electronic communications with any person or entity unless it's compelled. This was done to protect the privacy of people so we could feel like we can send an email or direct message to people without having that information given over. It's a very specific question. Will you get with your team of lawyers and give us a specific answer? Because this is the law. If you're doing it, then we need to go to court to prevent you from receiving this information.
Well, I can tell you that I'm quite confident we're following the law, but what I will also
That's not the answer.
But I will also follow up with you to make sure that we get you more information.
Jesse, I must ask you a question. See what I did there? I do. Very clever. Very clever. We all know you hate salad. Do you hate fruit, too? I'm glad you have chalk to keep you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. P.S. You should let your wife on the show sometime, even if you don't let her talk. I'm sure we could probably hear her eyes rolling at everything you say about yourself. We can't have the wife on the show. She gets enough talking time in at home. That's one. Two, I love fruit. Fruit is wonderful. Just don't you ever compare fruit to vegetables again. Fruit is like candy. Fruit is amazing. Vegetables are like sewage. I would compare vegetables to sewage. You know what? Every single time I come home and the wife is making cauliflower or broccoli, I have to go get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorms out of my bedroom and I have to bring it over to the kitchen. Because it's the only thing in the history of mankind that will actually take that foul cauliflower smell and pull it out of the air so I don't have to smell it. I'll be honest, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, yes, it's an inanimate object. I feel bad for it sometimes that it has to sit and suck up all the rancid cauliflower fumes. I feel bad for it, but it does its job like a trooper. Kills all the viruses and mold in the air. Those veggies are probably viruses, but it does. It kills all the viruses and mold in the air and takes the odors out of your air. Taxidermists are using it. It's that incredible. They sell 3 packs of Eden Pure Thunderstorms for my listeners for under $200. That's a 3-pack for $200 off with free shipping. These things are miracles, man. I have 3 in the studio and 3 at the house. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Jesse, the downside of Ivanka's announcement is that Donald Trump begged Jared and Ivanka to join him for his campaign launch, according to the New York Post, in spite of Bannon's, Navarro's, and others' criticisms of Jared. Is this a good example of what you said, that Donald Trump will not change? Well, Donald Trump values loyalty. He has his daughter by his side because, one, she's razor sharp, and two, she will always be loyal. Trump constantly got knifed in the back by the people around him. And look, we're going to have to see. Like, this is why you wait. Well, this is why I wait. Maybe you're already on Team Trump or Team Heavy D or whatever. I don't care. This is why I wait. I need to see how the campaign shakes out. If Trump is going to listen to the America First people, the people who want what you want and want what I want, okay, well, that Trump intrigues me. If it's going to be Jared Kushner yanking Trump to the left on every issue again, I'm out. It's that simple. Jesse, my daughter is 15 years old. Her history teacher is way left. My daughter comes home every day. Today we learned about how Obama created the most jobs in history. She had to write a letter to Elizabeth Warren why we need more environmental regulations. Good grief. I could go on. It is parent-teacher meeting next week. I need to say something, but I don't want to make my child's life miserable. How should I handle this? My husband says remain silent. I cannot. Christine is her name. How should you handle it? Well, I don't want to say your husband's right because you're in mama bear mode wanting to defend your child, and you should. That's a good thing. I'm not insulting you at all. But you also should probably understand you're dealing with a religious zealot, and there's absolutely nothing you could say to that communist who teaches your child that will make her change. Nothing. She's a religious zealot. She believes it all the way. There's nothing you could do that will make her change unless you have some kind of power over the school board or the principal to threaten her job. Remember, the only thing the communist understands is fear and pain. They don't understand anything else because they're religious zealots, just like all religious zealots. That's all they understand is fear and pain. You can't give her that in a parent-teacher conference. I'm sorry, but your husband's right. You probably ought to just keep your head down and keep talking to your kid about why it's bad and why it's terrible. And that, look, we have to prepare our kids to live in this world, right? Hey, Jesse, love the show. I'd love to know your input on the fact that why states have the most pull in Congress and Senate always have the mail-in ballots and why it's always just for the Democratic Party. Well, I think you already know. There's a reason even blue states like New York managed to get their votes in, but seems to be all the states that have problems are swing states, and the areas of the problems are all Democrat areas. Very interesting. Hey, Jesse. You say you want to hear President Trump's plan to dismantle the deep state. How do you think the deep state will handle when they hear the plan? Maybe the plan is not something Trump should talk about. Yeah, that's totally fair. Not good enough for me. Nope. I want to hear everyone talk about it. There is no United States of America. None. If the administrative state continues on its current pace, it is going to end this country. It will end in a civil war. It will be that bad. If the out-of-control administrative state is not brought to heel, if there's a plan, look, but you don't have to give me every detail. I need to hear your commitment to it, not as a little side issue. Oh, yeah, we'll get the FBI. Lock her up. No. I want to hear the plan. And the first candidate I hear say the great men and women at the FBI is out, gone. Jesse, I must ask you a question about being in the military. When soldiers in the jungles in Vietnam or other places needed to be quiet, what did they do about guys that snored? My husband starts snoring instantly, and I just got thinking, what if you're in a foxhole and your partner dozed off and started snoring? I'm hoping you'll have some military contraption that stops snoring for my sake. I don't know of any military contraption per se, but what they have out there now are mouthpieces that stop snoring. I'm not endorsing one or something. I know they're out there where they'll you basically snore because your lower jaw drifts backwards when you sleep, like it sinks back towards your neck and it creates some kind of a close off. They have these mouthpieces out there that you mold them to your mouth and they hold your lower jaw more forward and it stops the snoring. Other than that, if you're out there in the jungle or whatnot, you either let him snore or you got to wake him up every time he snores. And that's an unfortunate situation, right? You don't get a whole lot of sleep, but you got no choice about that matter. It's that or wake up with your throat cut. I guess that wasn't funny, was it? Dang it. Smile. Smile. It's the weekend, all right? That's all. Take it easy.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.